Praise the Lord. It's time to get started. It's 12:10, actually 12:11. It's great to be able to be here again. We think of the overflow crowd. Well, it wasn't exactly overflow, but it's almost last week. And we've got somewhat fewer today. But we understand that. Hines and I, since we've been hosting this meeting back in 1985, have seen the ebb and flow, if you will, of the number of the crowds, and we have learned to not look at the numbers. What we recognize is that we have been provided a platform here that's unique in the fact that it provides a platform for a Christian provides a platform for Christian businessmen to share their testimony and the importance of God in their life today. And we do that every week, 2 weeks a month, or I guess some months are 5 weeks in them. So, but on the first and third, we meet here. And Hines and I have had conversation about possibly moving the first meeting to the coming Golden Corral, because I'm moving up to the Dawsonville area, and that's going to be closer for us. But we want your input. So if you would let us know if that is not a good idea, or if you approve of it or whatever, we want to know what you think. We know what's good for us, but it's not always the same with everybody else, and we want to be sensitive to that. Before I get started, I'd like to ask Larry Okeson to come up and ask God's blessing on the meeting. Larry is I'm trying to think of the word I'm trying to come up with, a veteran of the software search business. He found help for the software business and got many, many years of experience doing that. And that today, I think, is what a lot of people need, because help is getting hard to find. So maybe you can give us some tips, Larry. Come on up and ask God's blessing. Let's welcome Larry.
So I got some bad news yesterday. The hearing aid center said my right ear just died. There's only about 5% left on it and 50% on the left ear. So I've got my left ear hearing aid cranked all the way up. I got a speaker on my table cranked all the way up. Don't drop your plate. But Lord, we do want to thank you for everything that we have. We know we're not going to live forever, and we look forward to eternal life to be with you. We thank you for all the blessings that we have now. We thank you for the food that we have, the abundance, more than we need. Thank you that Eric was willing to take off work today with his busy job with running a company all by himself. Pray a special blessing upon Eric Olson, our speaker today, and each person that's here and each person that's on the Zoom group. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, as I thought about sort of a subject for the thoughts I had this morning, I thought of our prevailing attitude. And Larry just went over it when he talked about his hearing issue that he's dealing with. He figured out different ways to deal with it. And I think that's the beauty of this country and the ingenuity of the people, is we figure out different ways to deal with things and have a prevailing attitude. Whatever we're facing, we don't let it get the best of us. We figure out what we need to do to be able to have that as part of our going forward. That's the way I look at it. And I think that many times it doesn't come to us immediately. Many times we look at something and recognize that is merely the world. There's a quote I made a note of here. Martin Luther was told the whole world was against him, to which he replied, "Good, I'm against the whole world." And that's sort of the way we have to look at it. As Christians, we got to realize the world is not with us, but that's okay. We know something better. I look at the situation in our country today, and I am just so glad I'm on the winning side. I am not going to agree with those I don't agree with, and I don't have to. Now, if it gets to a point that I have to, then I'll figure out what to do then. But so far, I don't really have to. And I think as I think back and think of Moses, I think it would be easy for us to get pretty haughty when we've met a lot of success and feel like that we have accomplished this, we've accomplished that, and start to feel pretty good about ourselves. But I want to talk about Moses. Moses was actually sort of a meek person. His humility even got him to where when God gave him direction, he told God, you know, I'm not a speaker. I'm not worthy of doing this. Yet he ended up leading the Israeli people. In fact, he came down with the Ten Commandments. You remember that? God gave him the Ten Commandments, which were carved on a stone, and he presented those to people. And as we think about that in the Old Testament, there's a verse in Numbers 12:3 that says, now, Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. That's pretty humble. But that, to me, told me today that I need to remember to be humble myself, because I hadn't got this thing all figured out. But what I can do is tell you what I have figured out. And I believe God reveals it to us. I believe it is as we're in His Word. He has revelation for us particularly. And that's not necessarily for us to keep to ourselves. It may be direction for a particular dilemma or obstacle we're facing. And that can get us through. And you know what happens then? We have a testimony. We're able to tell others how God gave us this idea of doing so and so. We went through with it, and look what happened. We add to our testimony. And as we think about living in a world, like Martin Luther understood, that is against us, we can easily see. It's so visible now. If you want to watch the wrong channels on TV, just turn it on. They're wrong. OAN, I've been watching. And I believe that they are putting some things out there that the other media perhaps is not. But even with all that, there's still things that God will drop down to us personally to understand. And together with our experience, together with what God drops down, we come up with something that is unique and new. It doesn't necessarily mean we need to copy somebody else. In fact, each of us are so individual that we are able to, one of the authors said, don't follow a path but blaze a trail. We're able to blaze a trail instead of following a path. There are many things that we have to do like somebody else while we're learning a particular technique or strategy. But you know, after we get to a certain place on it, we got to remain open for God to be able to give us direction and insight. And we often end up doing better than the person that we first got started with and used their example. In fact, what Moses did in bringing the Ten Commandments was not just for the Old Testament. I found a scripture this morning in Matthew 5 where Jesus referred to those commandments. And if you remember, even when Jesus was tempted by Satan, and he stood there and Satan says, if you do this and you do that, Jesus quoted scripture back to him. And here in Matthew 5:19, it says, therefore, anyone who sets aside one of these least commands and teaches others according to it will be least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So those Ten Commandments, we don't have the right to set them aside and say, well, that didn't apply today. Those Ten Commandments are here forever. I believe God gave them to Moses to carry all the way through the Old Testament, but just as I've read here, even Jesus brought it to the New Testament. And to the people that he was exhibiting a pattern or exhibiting a way to overcome, because he was an overcomer. We're in this word constantly. We should be in it constantly. And we're empowered as we hear these things to share it with others if we want to do that. And if we're not doing that, you need to visit with the Lord and say, Lord, am I supposed to share this? Because I believe you are. I believe as he reveals those things, it's not to keep to ourselves. We need to be sharing it with others. And this platform today is a place that we can do it. Praise the Lord that even the Zoom meeting is a place we can do that. Hans?